Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. It is now mandated that New Jersey school kids learn about the history and culture of Asian American and Pacific Islanders, but will that be part of the New York curriculum? A bill is being considered in Albany, and here's our Sam Liebman for Newsline.
State Senator John Liu says this bill was an effort to combat hate.
It's almost as if people don't see Asian Americans as Americans or as even human beings.
He and other legislators like Assemblyman Ron Kim say teaching children Asian American history could stop the hate. The bill introduced last spring is being hashed out in the Education Committee.
The challenge is that there are other pending curriculum bills that encourages the state public schools to not only focus on Asian Americans, but other cultures that have been left out.
Assemblyman Kim says it may end up being a bill inclusive of those communities' histories as well. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
The NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating two separate crimes today. In the first, they are searching for a woman accused of spitting on an 8-year-old boy in Brooklyn in a possible anti-Jewish attack last Friday. Happened near Coleman Street in Marine Park, Brooklyn. The suspect is on the loose. Cops are trying to track down a man behind an anti-gay attack aboard a Ford train in the Bronx. Police say January 12th at 10:30 at night, a person approached a 43-year-old man on a northbound Ford train in the Bronx. Cops say the suspect made some homophobic and hateful remarks regarding the person's country of origin before punching the victim a number of times and pulling a knife. The victim had to be treated for minor injuries. That suspect also on the loose. The New York Attorney General says a 2-year investigation of former President Trump has found evidence of fraud.
A new court filing is the most detailed roadmap yet of this state's investigation of former President Trump and his family business. New York Attorney General Letitia James said her civil investigation has uncovered significant evidence the Trump Organization falsely and fraudulently valued its holdings, depending on the economic benefit it was seeking. The Attorney General said that includes everything from the size of the former president's apartment in Trump Tower here in New York to the value of a Trump golf course in Los Angeles. The former president has denied wrongdoing and attacked the investigation as political.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News for 1010 Winds.
Harlem politician Bill Perkins has been found. The 72-year-old, who spent more than 20 years in the city council and state senate, was reported missing from his apartment yesterday afternoon, but was found this morning. His council term ended about 3 weeks ago. Back in 2019, he was taken to a psychiatric hospital for evaluation after neighbors said that he was behaving strangely, something he blamed on the effects of cancer treatment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.